space.
Let's get some contact with a test one.
As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I loved Hannity last night on Fox News Channel, and was shocked that that all day yesterday Biden did not talk even once about what at the time was 51 migrants dead. Is now up to 53, I believe, dead in San Antonio, Texas. Listen to Sean Hannity last night. Just went unglued on the president of the United States. Listen to this.
Now, despite Joe Biden's claims that the border is totally closed and secure, by the way, last month we set a record of people entering the country illegally, all is not well. In fact, we are now witnessing a massive humanitarian crisis. Why? Because Joe Biden pretty much is saying, come to America. We'll process you. We'll give you a free phone. You won't have to get a vaccine. And we'll give you free transportation to the location of your choice. Now, that has far-reaching implications, including a horrific story from San Antonio, Texas. 51 migrants now found dead inside a steaming hot tractor trailer, as you can see there, after human smugglers packed them inside. No air, no water. Joe Biden, he didn't want to talk about it. He probably wasn't given permission. They get mad at me and everything. When if I talk to the media, I always get yelled at.
Oh, my God. I love that. I just love that when he goes off on the president like that. There is something special. We're going to get a national perspective on all of this. Sarah Parshall Perry. In fact, I'm going to ask her about the repeal of Roe v. Wade, which, by the way, does not ban abortion. It simply sends it back to the states. That's all it does. Trust me. And yet the ads that you're seeing, Catherine Cortez Masto and Susie Lee and everybody, they're all running ads now based on Roe v. Wade and the repeal of said law. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. Stay where you are. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Located at 5255 West Sahara is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New poll shows President Biden's approval rating at an all-time low. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Real Clear Politics took an average from eight different polls that showed about 38% of voters approve of the job Mr. Biden is doing, while 57% disapprove. This is a reversal of his ratings from January 27th of 2021, about 18 months ago. His approval rating was up 19% then. His disapproval rating is up 19.5% now. Mr. Biden's approval rating was in the low 40s a month ago. It's been in steady decline since the price of groceries and gas have been on the rise. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Meanwhile, a big majority of Americans say in a different study that the U.S. is heading in the wrong direction, including nearly 8 in 10 Democrats who say that same thing. That's according to a new poll out from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Correspondent Josh Boak reports many people who are pessimistic have a common refrain.
One theme that they kept coming back to was this sense that they were at the whims of whatever was going on in the world, whether those were choices by Congress, the actions of Vladimir Putin, because they didn't feel that they had control in their lives.
85% of U.S. adults say the country is on the wrong track. U.S. health officials are reacting to a surprising and growing monkeypox outbreak. We get more on the numbers from national correspondent Ben Thomas.
U.S. health officials have expanded the group of people recommended to get vaccinated against the monkeypox virus, now included those who may realize on their own that they could have been infected. That includes men who have recently had sex with men at parties or in gatherings in cities where monkeypox cases have been identified. The White House says it's also working to provide more monkeypox vaccine and expand testing, among other steps aimed at getting ahead of the outbreak. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Marijuana lounges could be opening up before the end of the year, as the Cannabis Compliance Board has approved regulations for operating the businesses. Currently, marijuana can only be consumed at private homes. The lounges will allow marijuana to be used in social settings, similar to drinking alcohol in a bar. Current dispensary owners can apply for lounge licenses to run them next to their business. Unincorporated Clark County has 35 marijuana retail stores. State officials are planning to issue only 20 lounge licenses to independent entrepreneurs. Governor Sisolak has signed an executive order which ensures protections for out-of-state patients coming to Nevada for abortions and for health care providers that provide the service. Under the governor's order, No Nevada agency can provide information or use resources to help outside authorities investigate people for getting or providing abortions in the Silver State. The order will also protect healthcare providers from being disciplined by state medical boards for providing reproductive health services like abortion. Since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on Friday, Nevada is expecting an influx of patients from neighboring states.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a crash. Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Sahara. The HOV lane and the left lane are blocked there, so give yourself some extra time. Also, those lane restrictions continue on Interstate 515. That's westbound at Eastern Avenue.
Gather around. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Sarah Parshall Perry is joining us. She is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation and joins us. Sarah, I've been amazed by the last couple of weeks at the United States Supreme Court, and just an extraordinary period for the High Court, in particular Roe v. Wade. First of all, were you surprised at the Roe v. Wade repeal?
No, I wasn't. Once we saw the draft opinion, I think we were all pretty confident that we were going to see Roe rolled back. I do say that going into this term, they were precisely situated to take up the issue of viability, which was sort of Roe's essential holding. A state cannot regulate abortion prior to viability. In this particular case, the Mississippi Gestational Age Act specifically called into question that viability rule. It was an arbitrary rule. They've never justified why it was chosen in Roe. And so between the composition of this court, I think the national appetite to finally roll Roe back, and the fact that this particular question identified the precise issue, it was sort of a maelstrom of a couple of things, but it came out exactly as I predicted, which is to say the five conservatives, and then Robert sort of going along begrudgingly, dragging his feet, saying, well, I think you all did too much, but I have to concur ultimately in the judgment because that's the outcome that's right here. So all the way around, I think we were encouraged, we were pleased, and we did, after the leak of the draft opinion in May, have a pretty good sense that this is what we were going to be looking at.
I'm just curious, relative to the decision by the High Court, is this a broad or a narrow decision? Does this encompass everybody all across the country, or is it just narrowly based?
No, it encompasses the entire right to abortion as found in the Constitution. And what that does is it kicks that right, because it's no longer found in the Constitution. The Supreme Court admits it never was. It was plucked essentially out of thin air. And says now that this is no longer a constitutional right, we can go back to the states passing the laws that they see fit on the issue of abortion as perfectly in keeping with their exercise of states' rights under the 10th Amendment. So many states, in fact, at the time of Roe's passage, 30 states had outlawed abortion until Justice Blackmun and the team of seven decided they were going to pluck that right away from the states and somehow find a way to shoehorn it into the federal constitution. So what this does is essentially returns the constitution to neutral, but it doesn't make abortion illegal. We'll have sort of a patchwork of laws from coast to coast, some very restrictive on abortion access, some very protective of pro-life interests. We'll get different outcomes in Mississippi and Texas than, for example, New York and California. But that's the way our system of government ought to work. And there will be, we anticipate, a bit of a scramble as state laws sort of flex one way or the other with the interests of the electorate, and people decide that they are interested in continuing to protect life or vote out lawmakers who don't represent their interests. This isn't just a win for originalism and constitutional fidelity. It is also a win for democracy and representative government, because the court has identified that it is not their job to make law. It needs to go back to the state houses.
Again, Sarah Parshall Perry joining us, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Does it bother you, the idea of abortion tourism? We know that there is a center being built right now in Reno in northern Nevada near the airport where people can fly in, get an abortion, fly home. Does that bother you at all?
It does bother me from the sort of philosophy and moral aspect and the scientific understanding of what we know to be true about human development. In fact, one of the interesting things about the Mississippi Gestational Age Act is that they picked 15 weeks. 15 weeks, we know babies are responsive to pain. All of their neurological functioning is present. They have a fully beating heart, and all they do at that point on is get bigger. So for people to sort of reflexively decide they're going to establish abortion sanctuaries, I think now the conversation to be had at the state level is, how much do you value life? Does science impact what you believe?
Whoops.
You have an most sort of vulnerable, those who are most susceptible under American law, and we need to have hard conversations in state houses and in states like Nevada that have made it not only easy, but financially beneficial to have an abortion there.
I want to ask you, within minutes of the decision coming down, people like, like Nancy Pelosi, like AOC and others, were all coming out questioning the integrity of the court, the credibility of the court. Should we be doing court packing? We're already seeing ads from candidates using Roe v. Wade's repeal as a wedge. Can you talk a little bit about the politics of this decision?
Sure. And in fact, I think that's a great point that you mentioned, sort of running on the campaign of making sure abortion is protected post-Roe. This is why I do believe that the initial leak of the draft opinion came from a liberal justice's chamber, someone who had a vested interest in making sure that Democratic politicians running on a pro-abortion platform were reelected or elected for the first time, kicking out incumbents, is the individual who I believe would be most likely to leak a draft opinion. What this has done is it's galvanized the base. The Democrats are now running on a platform of making sure that abortion rights are protected at all stages in their state of interest or their state of representation. I'm not surprised. I think what I am surprised by is the fact that there's a certain level of intellectual honesty that's required when the Democrats make calls for court packing. Court packing is unconstitutional. It has been this size for over 100 years. We anticipate there is no reason going forward for any of those numbers, the composition, to change. And this is a body that is the only apolitical body in all of federal government. So to call for political influence in the high court's deliberations, their non-political nature, it's deliberations that ought to be confidential. Time and time again, there have been calls, and we've seen active involvement of sort of an injecting of political influence. We need to let the court stay as the court is, regardless of whether or not, from a policy perspective, we like the opinions, because otherwise there is no end. This is sort of the end of a situation here for the Democrats that could be repeated over and over again with calls from a Republican administration to pack the court. just because our previous president got an unprecedented number of three appointments onto the court does not mean that we need to pack the court going forward. Justice Breyer has just today announced his retirement tomorrow, which is our last day of the Supreme Court term. We know he will be replaced with a similarly left-leaning, if not more left-leaning, justice. And after that, in terms of age, Justice Clarence Thomas is the most senior on the court. So this is the natural ebb and flow of the way constitutional government ought to work, and more specifically, how the federal judiciary and Supreme Court ought to work.
You touched on the leaker. Will we ever learn who the leaker was?
I believe we will. I think Justice Roberts is very intensely committed to the sanctity of the court as an institution. I believe he takes this as a personal slight against his oversight of this particular court body. I know that they have requested phone records. They are looking through email records. All of this is within his purview as the Chief Justice. He's employed the U.S. Marshal of Courts, who acts as the chief of the police force internally at the Supreme Court, to also perform an investigation alongside of him. What I will say is, as the temperature begins to cool and some of the political rhetoric dies down over the summer, Supreme Court recesses, Congress recesses, we'll have an opportunity to really ask questions and determine whether or not there is movement being made on an investigation after these active litigation cases are finally sort of closed out for the year.
We talk about John Roberts and the Chief Justice, obviously, a part of the 5-3-1 decision. Is this the Roberts Court anymore, or has it changed?
I would say he's lost his grip ideologically as sort of the middle way finder. And there was no middle way on this. In oral arguments, he indicated he believed it was possible to both uphold the Mississippi statute while also only slightly modifying Roe's analysis and application. It was untenable for all of the attorneys who were involved in oral argument, both counsel for the abortion clinics, U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogger, and Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart, all three attorneys said, listen, we've taken enough piecemeal cuts. It's time for Roe to either stay or go. But the fact that he issued a separate concurrence, standing alone, saying it wasn't necessary to go so far, I think really indicates that he doesn't have a hold on the rulings so much as perhaps he does on its administration. And the court is indeed now, for all intents and purposes, more originalist and more textualist than it has been in recent history.
Sarah, if people want to see what you're up to at the Meese Center, at the Heritage Foundation, where can they find you? How can they reach out to you?
You can find my work at thedailysignal.org or go to heritage.org, where we've cataloged all my writings. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at Sarah P. Perry.
Sarah, thanks so much for your expertise. Love your work. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thanks so much.
Sarah Parshall Perry, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Stay where you are. We got a long way to go on this one as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265, NML. S64367.
Meineke is a proud partner of Operation Homefront's Back to School Brigade, which provides backpacks filled with school supplies to military children in our community. From June 10th through July 25th, visit your local Meineke Car Care Center to donate a new backpack that can be used to help ensure military kids from our community are prepared for the new school year. Operation Homefront thanks Bert Figuero, owner of 22 local Meineke Car Care Centers, and his local Meineke partners for their support. Donate a brand new backpack to any Meineke Car Care Center nearest you from June 10th to July 25th.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you.
But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the mountains of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Utah.
The deserts of Arizona and Nevada. The Pacific coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California.
To the wilderness of Alaska and islands of Hawaii and Guam.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference.
Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I got to be honest with you. I had to turn cable news off this morning. I tried watching and all CNN and all NBC News with the Today Show. All any of these folks did was glorify what happened yesterday with the January 6th commission, the committee hearing. Cassidy Hutchison, who I thought, and I'll be honest with you, I thought her testimony was compelling. The problem is a lot of it wasn't true. A lot of it was hearsay. I mean, you would have had defense lawyers leaping up to the ceiling, objecting to hearsay evidence. But that wasn't a big deal for Benny Thompson and the January 6th committee. Laura Ingraham, on the other hand, last night, don't know if you caught this, the latest January 6th hearing kind of blew up in the Democrats' face. This was Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel. Listen to this.
So far, Trump's second term has been a huge success. He has several major SCOTUS victories, looks better than ever compared to Biden, and the Jan 6 theater just went full Jussie. You can't win harder than that. Oh, my God, I was screaming reading that. Well, pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? Now, there are a lot of shiny objects being dangled in front of us lately by the Democrats and a few of those diminutive never-Trumpers. And I'm here tonight to tell you that none of them will have any measurable effect on the midterms or really change the public's realization that under Democrat leadership, America's just going down the tubes. Now, the first attempted distraction or shiny object, a former aide to Mark Meadows, Cassidy Hutchinson, was slotted into what was billed as a special, super-duper special session of the January 6th committee today. And I spoke with some former White House